This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Sofia Isabella Leon. Date of birth, December 29, 2018. Case ID number is 4940275. Date of exam, February the 2nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. In-home health care services dated 11/8/21. Identifying information. This is a 4-year-old female who presented with her mother by the name of Megan Pena for a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate allegations of speech delay and sensory issues. The claimant is presently being homeschooled and receiving speech and occupational therapy at this time. The mother, who is the informant, states that she is divorced and remarried at this time and that she has 2 children that she cares for. She is presently not working, and her second husband is supporting the family. She does receive child support for the claimant, and at the present time, she lives in an apartment. The mother states that the claimant is not receiving any disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, speech delay, and number two, sensory issues. History of allegations. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had problems with her speech and has had also sensory issues. The claimant has received speech therapy with occupational therapy for approximately 1 year. The claimant also had difficulty in sensory, in the sense that the mother states that the claimant has difficulty in using her hands and playing games as well as playing with Play-Doh and other toys. She has received speech and occupational therapy 2 times per week, which the mother states appears to be helping her a little bit. At the present time, the claimant does carry on a conversation. She's able to make full sentences. She communicates very well with her mother and with the person who is taking care of her. She does answer questions and appears to be a very pleasant young female. She does very well with occupational and speech therapy, and appears not to have any problems with her speech at all at this time. There has been some improvement with her therapy. Review of systems. The mother states that the claimant does suffer from headaches, clumsiness, but no other problems at this time. The mother denies that she has any problems with dizziness, shakiness, vomiting, visual problems, hearing problems, loose stools, hard stools, soiling, bedwetting or day wetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, or poor appetite. activities of daily living, the claimant is a 4-year-old female, and she receives home speech and occupational therapy, which she is receiving for 1 year. She lives with her mother, and she does not like to share any of her toys, and she's very repetitive. She does not play very much with her siblings, but if she is starting to play games now and play with Play-Doh. She does have a little baby doll that she carries with her wherever she goes and has a hard time being detached from that little doll. The mother states that she has a lot of sensory issues, such as doing her hair, showering. She tiptoes quite a bit, and she has problems with walking or getting dirty. The mother states that the claimant also will not sit next to any other person or any other children. She always keeps her distance. Developmental milestones. The mother states that the child was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, secondary to always having reflux and sensory issues. She also states that she was not an easy to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age for the same reason. The informant, who is the mother, states that the claimant sat alone without support at 8 months, crawled at 8 months, walked without support at 1 year, said her first words at 2 years, said her first sentences at 3 years, self-dressed without help, at about 4 years. The claimant is still having some problems with self-dressing, although she is able to undress. She was bladder trained at 2 years, 9 months, and bladder trained during the night at 3 years, and bowel trained at 3 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces, was distractible, comma, explored the surrounding environment, comma, was active, comma, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. During the first 3 years of life, the child was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, enjoyed being held, but rarely engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior. Birth history. The mother did not encounter any problems during pregnancy, delivery, or during the first week of life. The claimant was born at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, and she states that she was in labor for 4 hours. The child was not a cesarean section and was not more than one baby born. The baby was not blue at birth and was not jaundiced and did not need oxygen at the time of birth. The mother states that also she was not placed in an incubator and that there was nothing wrong with her at birth. The baby weighed 6 pounds and was 19 inches long. The mother also states that the baby was in the hospital for 1 day as well as her staying for only one day, and then they were dismissed. Past history, speech delay and sensory issues. She has received occupational, physical, and speech therapy for her condition. Social history. The mother is remarried at this time, and she states that her husband, the father of the claimant, works at Masteca, which is a tortilla factory. There is no one in the family who smokes, drinks alcohol, has had seizures, or uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The mother denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The mother takes care of the child at home, and she is receiving speech and occupational therapy and is being homeschooled at this time. They live in an apartment. Family history. The father is 30 and has a normal health record at this time. The mother is 30 and she has had attention deficit, hyperactive activity, as well as anxiety. There is also dyslexia and OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, and anxiety in family history. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. The claimant is at the 50 percentile for her height according to her age, and is at the 50 percentile for her weight according to her age from the growth chart. Temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 30 pounds, height 39 and a fourth inches, BP 96 over 48 mmHg, heart rate 95 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute. General, this is a four-year-old, well-nourished, well-developed female, and no acute distress. Could you please drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis. Number one, speech delay. The claimant at this time appears to be normal, and we did not see any kind of delay in the claimant at this time. Number two, sensory issues. The claimant appears to be normal at this time with a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sophia Isabella Leon.